Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pat Sierratt. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Gumpert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Randy Gumpert. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Tresh. DiMaggio moves to second. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spence for the out. DiMaggio moves to third. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. DiMaggio scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Baker. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra strikes out. The ball gets by Betts. He chases the ball to the backstop. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hodgen moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baker. The throw from Batts and he is out, Dora applying the tag. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. Lupien hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pesky moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Pesky scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Moses reaches second base with a double. Doerr goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-1 in the game. Sierra hits a fly ball into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-1 in the game. Batts hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-1 in the game. Parnell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Parnell moves to second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pesky bunts for an out with unknown description. Parnell moves to third. DiMaggio moves to second. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Doerr strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gumpert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Gumpert moves to second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 2 in the game. Lupien hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parnell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tresh for a passed ball. Parnell moves to second. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Parnell scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pesky moves to second. Bob Gillespie now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Pesky moves to third. Spence moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Doerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pesky scores. Spence scores. There goes Stevens trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 8-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 2 in the game. Sierra takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sierra moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Batts hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gillespie fields it and throws to first for the out. Batts moves to second. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Weigel pinch hits for Bob Gillespie. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Baker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-3 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lupien moves to second. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sierra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lupien scores. Appling moves to second. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike Pearson now pitching. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pesky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Pesky moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. Pesky moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9. With the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Philly reaches second base with a double. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Philly moves to third. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 3 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway pinch hits for Ike Pearson. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.